And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, it is a 17-year tradition at the Juno Douglas City Museum, the 12x12 art show, where artists of any age are invited to express themselves on a 12x12 square or a cube. Well, this is the first time that the art show has been virtual, just in time for this month's first Friday. And joining us to give us a preview of that show and other museum happenings this month, Alyssa Borges, who is curator of the museum's public program, 17 years in running. Boy, I imagine that the community looks forward to this art show in particular.
A wonderful way for anybody to participate in a gallery show, and it's been very popular and very fun over the years. This year, it will be online, and that's different. We will be launching an online gallery on our website Friday, and the theme this year is heritage, and so it hopefully we'll have a lot of viewers go and see how our community members have interpreted the theme.
So how does this work? Do you see things on display that come up with, you know, just from average people, you know, not your typical professional artist?
Yeah, that's right. Anybody, like I said, can create. You can have children. It can be professional artists, but most often it's just anybody who enjoys creating art and maybe doesn't have the opportunity to hang it in an actual, you know, gallery that often. So it's quite unique in that way.
Well, it must be special, you know, if you're not a professional artist, to have that experience of having your work out there for people to look at.
It is. It's really fun. And, you know, it's really fun when we can have an opening here in the museum. We you know, in all the years up until the pandemic, we provide refreshments and it's a formal opening. So this year, you know, it's a little different that we can't do that. So that will be missed because it is always so much fun to do that. But hopefully we'll be back to normal next year and we can have it in the museum again.
Well, I imagine you're doing all you can to make it just as special.
That's right. And we are excited to have an actual online gallery. It's similar to the one that was actually the same one that the Jack uses. So it looks real professional. We're excited to try it that way since we can't be in person.
So you got all the glitz and all the excitement that you normally would have. So what else is coming up this month?
Yeah, we have two other programs that will also be virtual. These will be Zoom webinars. The first one is going to be March 13th, which is a Saturday. And this is in place of our coffee and collections programs, which used to always be in person as well, which we can't do. So we're going virtual with this. And the first one's an artist talk with Atsi and Marissa Truitt. Both of these women created short films and they were funded through the Juno Cares Artworks grant. And they're really beautiful. Both include dance. Anouk Atsi choreographed, directed, and she is a dancer in her film called Solace. And Marissa Truitt choreographed and directed her piece. Her sister Sydney dances in it. So they're similar in that they're short dance films. They are outside in the wilderness of Juno, but they have different themes. Both were in response to experiences during COVID and loss of income for artists. So in the case of Solace, Anouk Atsi was inspired by nature to take her work out into nature, inspired by Tlingit'ani, the land that is Juno. And Truitt's piece is about her piece explores and exposes the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women through the eyes of a Native female in her piece. Both very powerful and beautiful short films. So we have them together. They are friends to talk about their pieces and show them as well. So you'll be able to view them and hear them talk about what the pieces mean to them and the process and their creative in creating the pieces.
Well, you know, I imagine that, you know, it's very timely to have this video on the missing and murdered Indigenous women. Did you have a chance to take a peek at that one?
I did not hear what you just said. I'm so sorry.
Apologies for that. I was just, let me rephrase the question. Did you have a chance to look at the missing and murdered Indigenous women's film? I know that that's a very timely topic. I was curious about how she treated that through dance.
Well, it's something that I don't feel I can explain. It is really powerful to watch. It would be very difficult for me to put into words. She, I can say that the dancer is on a beach. She's wearing white, and as she moves through the piece, it becomes more dramatic. But I encourage anyone to go and look at it. You can access it through the JAC. And our website also has connections about the programming to her Instagram, both of them, and where you can see their pieces as well.
Well,
and their YouTube channel.
Well, it's really interesting how they've used their CARES grant money to do some good things that will benefit everyone. Now, you have another Zoom webinar coming up on later in the month.
That's right. On March 20th, that's another Saturday, at the same time at 10:30, we will do an artist talk with Abel Ryan and Larissa Manuel. They also received funding through the grant. And they created a collaborative piece, but also independent pieces. COVID Secrets was the piece they collaborated on that Larissa Manuel created. It was her conception. And she, in that piece, she set out postcards and collected anonymous postcards from community members to share about their life during the pandemic. And then Abel Ryan created a Shimshian Bentwood box that houses the returned postcards. And that is on exhibit right now in our museum. But they both also had independent pieces. Ryan created a triptych panels that he painted with Firmline Design, showing how the year of COVID-19 affected us as people. And Larissa has a project called One Square Mile, where she's a photographer, and she went out and sampled life bounded by 1 mile within the Juneau area during the pandemic. So they'll have a lot to talk about. They're going to talk about their collaborative piece as well as the pieces that they did independently.
Well, so often when you go to a gallery to look at the paintings, they have to, or sculptures, they have to speak for themselves. So this is going to be really nice to hear the backstory on how these pieces of art came to fruition.
Yes, I agree.
So I understand that there's a prize that the museum gives out every year, the Marie Darlin Prize, named after a very important person to the museum. Can you tell us about that?
I sure can. And it hasn't actually been awarded yet. This will be the first year. And then we hope to make it an annual prize. And this prize was, it's kind of in honor of Marie Darlin. She was born in 1925 and lived her entire life in Juneau. She passed away in June of 2018, but she was an advocate for senior citizens and a local historian and overall community watchdog. So this prize honors her life and legacy. So eligible people, it's all forms of artwork, writers of any genre, and visual artists who practice in any medium, and those who are in theater, film, or music. The only requirement is that they've already produced a piece within the last 5 years. It has enduring value. They've either exhibited, it's been shown, or performed in a significant venue. So it's really for people who are along in their careers as artists. And all that information on how to nominate can be found on our website or by calling us. We're happy to help anyone go through that process.
All right, and I understand that every month you have times that are open and free of charge. So what are the dates for this month?
Yeah, well, we're so grateful to our sponsors. Our hours are currently Thursday through Sunday from 10 to 4. And our sponsors for the month of March, providing free admission and help with the programming, are the Pioneers Men's and Women's Igloo Number 6. So we thank them for their generous donations.
And how is the museum as far as COVID going? Are you allowing more people to come in, or do you still have some limitations?
No, ask that everybody who comes with a mask, and that, you know, we don't, if you're visually sick, to stay home, but you can come, anybody can drop in during our open hours, but we also offer visiting hours when we're not open to those who maybe want to come alone. And we also have a robot, which people can tour virtually from home with the use of our robot.
A lot of options. Well, I want to thank you very much, Alyssa Borges with the museum, for telling us what offerings are for this Friday and for the rest of the month. Thank you.
Thank you so much.